We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I know we're talking about the Lions win on the show all day today, but how about this guy, Jared Goff? He threw for 253 yards and a touchdown. David Montgomery with the late run go-ahead touchdown. Detroit beats Kansas City 21-20. So much for your Super Bowl celebration. So much for your home opener at Arrowhead. So much for your MVP quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who did nothing all night. Bottom line, that's all he did, except that fat 50-yard pick to Branch before the half that I thought changed the entire game. That's why Detroit won. I thought that pick six was the difference. Amon-Ra St. Brown had six catches for 71 yards and a touchdown. Branch returned Mahomes' first pick in an opener, 50 yards. House. Detroit snaps the Chiefs' eight-game week one winning streak. That's over. The Lions snap their own five-game season opener losing skid. Goff said a lot of work has been put in this offseason. You want to start off winning the first one, and we did that. We didn't play the best on offense. I thought the defense kept us in the game. We found a way. The Lions tried to run the clock out when Goff's fourth down pass near midfield was batted down with 2:30 left. The Chiefs had a chance, and they didn't do well. Tony dropped a 20-yard catch. A deep completion was called back for holding. Sky Moore puked on a pass, and then a false start left Mahomes 4th and 25, and that was not happening. Detroit took over. Montgomery ran for a first down, and the Lions ran out the clock. Mahomes, 226 and two touchdowns. His receivers were dropping tons of passes the whole night. He was the leading rusher for Kansas City. He said, gotta be better. Gee, you think? Obviously, they didn't play well without Travis Kelce. He's the difference maker on the Kansas City Chiefs offense. And on defense, Chris Jones is the difference. And they refused to give him money, so he refuses to play. And everyone knew he was going to miss the opener. Kelce was questionable, and then they said, you're not playing. Andy Reid said, it wasn't feeling right. I wasn't going to put him out there with that, and he was honest with me. Detroit scored the first touchdown of the game. Ross St. Brown, a 9-yard TD catch. That's all he does is score touchdowns. His usual game, a TD, 70 yards, that's what he does. I think he's a really good player. I said yesterday, I don't think he's a great player yet. The Chiefs answered with Mahomes throwing it all over the field and then hitting rookie Rashee Rice. He had dropped one earlier, but he finally caught one, and it was 7 apiece. He hit Blake Bell with a short TD to give him a 14-7 lead. The Lions weren't doing anything in the second half. The defense stepped up, and Branch picked off the pass that bounced off Tony's hands, and he went 50 yards to the hizzy to tie it at 14. Mahomes had thrown 20 TD passes without a pick in 5-plus season openers. You can forget about all of that. Reed said the Lions did a heck of a job. They capitalized on a couple of things, and we've got to fix it. I like the aggressiveness on the defensive side. There were some good things on offense. We just have to be more consistent. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be in the AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, but they screwed this game up. Branch is the first player with a pick six in the Lions in his debut since anyone's done it since 67. He left with cramps on the final play of the third quarter, but it didn't matter. That pick was huge. The Lions play their home opener on September 17th against Seattle. The Chiefs visit Jacksonville for a divisional playoff rematch. So you got to figure if that game was crazy, the opener, a one-point game, it was a 4.5-point spread. Detroit won outright. They covered. The under hit. Then you got to figure Sunday's going to be insane. It all starts with the Niners and Steelers at Acushnet in the Steel City. San Francisco laying 2.5. 41's the total. Bosa is going to play, and that's all that matters for that Niners defense is his pass rush is sickening. Also, you've got at 1 o'clock, Panthers-Falcons in Hot Town at the Benz. Atlanta laying 3.5. 39.5 is the number. Bengals and Browns at Brown Stadium in Cleveland. Cincy's laying 2. 47.5 is the number. Joey Silk got his fat $275 million contract extension. So he doesn't care about anything anymore with that kind of money coming in. Highest paid player ever in the NFL. Jags and Colts at Lucas Oil in Indy. Jacksonville laying 5, 46.5 is the number. The Bucs are in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank against the Vikings. Mini laying 5.5. Titans and Saints in New Orleans. Saints laying 3, 41.5 is the number. Cards and Commanders at FedEx. The Dump in D.C. Landover the site. Washington laying 7, 38 the number. Texans and Ravens in the Charm City at the bank. Baltimore laying 9.5, 43.5 the number. All right, the 4 o'clock games. Eagles, Pats, Foxborough at Gillette. Philly laying 4, 45 is the number. Packers, Bears at Soldier Field. Chicago favored by 1, 42 the number. They hate each other's guts. Raiders, Broncos at Mile High in Denver. The Broncos are laying 3.5, 43.5 the number. A good one. Dolphins and Chargers at SoFi in Lipstick City. Chargers laying 351 the number. The Rams and Seahawks at Lumen with the 12th man in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. The Hawks are laying 546.5 the number. The Sunday Nighters at Snoopy. Cowboys and the Dreamin' Big Blue. Dallas laying 3.5 as road faves, 45.5 the number. The Monday Nighter is at the same spot. East Rutherford at MetLife. Jets and Aaron Rodgers hosting the Bills. The favored Bills in the AFCs coming into New York. Buffalo laying 2.5, 45.5 is the number. So let's look at this deal that Burrow got. He got a 5-year, $275 million extension, $219 million of it guaranteed, the highest paid player in history. He got the deal done last night, like basically at the beginning of the Chiefs game. The contract averages $55 million per year, and it ended months of negotiations. The guy took him to the Super Bowl, took him to title games. You know how much of a badass he is. Burrow finally talked to reporters for the first time since he injured his calf, the right calf, in late July. He said, "This is where I want to be. This is where I want to be my whole career. We're working toward making that happen." You've seen that. The front office, what they've done, and Zach Taylor, what he's done in their time here. I'm a small part of that. I'm excited to be a part of that. It's unbelievable. His deal was reached after everybody else got contracts. Justin Herbert, a 5-year deal that averages $52.5 million a year. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson signed extensions that made them the highest paid players. Not anymore. And the bottom line is he reiterated that there was communication with the front office on what he was looking for in his new deal. And he said the contract was the last thing he was worried about. He said, "I'm going to keep playing well. I feel great about the organization and everybody in the locker room and the coaching staff. The contract is icing on the cake to me. I'm just excited to be out here." And he's unbelievable. In 2019, they were the NFL's worst team and finished the season with 2 wins. Then they got Burrow, who had led LSU to a championship, and he won the Heisman as well. After his rookie season was ended with an ACL and MCL injury in the left knee, he came back in 21 to lead Cincinnati to its best season in 30 years. They won their first playoff game since 91 and reached the Super Bowl for the first time since 89. He was the comeback player of the year in 22. He had his best pro season. He came back from having an appendix surgery before the start of training camp. He finished 10th in QBR. He did everything. He's unbelievable. He's been practicing. He practiced Wednesday and Thursday. The Bengals now can go after the Super Bowl, right? Like, Mike Brown, the president, said the team was positioned to make another deep run. And with Burrow leading the charge, Brown said, "We got an excellent coaching staff. Zach's a great head coach. We have good players. Our quarterback is exceptional. We have a shot. We'll see where it goes this year. It would be fun if we could put it all together." Just so we're clear, the game of the day in college football on Saturday is at 7 o'clock Eastern, Texas and Alabama at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. The Tide laying 7, 54 the number. Nick Saban 28-2 against assistants that worked for him. We'll see what happens when they dance Tide or Longhorns.